At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 72 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 91 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa County DA candidate Steve Koonsweiler wants Brian Crane and Fred Jordan taken off next week's ballot.
The governor approved a bill this month giving DAs pay raises, and the state constitution prohibits legislators from being appointed or elected to an office given a raise while they were lawmakers. Koonsweiler says Crane has withdrawn, but Jordan hasn't.
Article 5, Section 23, in my mind, based upon the law that I have reviewed and have researched with other attorneys, clearly puts State Representative Fred Jordan in the exact same position as State Senator Crane recognized.
Koonsweiler has asked the Oklahoma County District Court to find the other candidates prohibited from being elected and the election board prohibited from certifying them. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The situation in Iraq is taking a bite out of your wallet. Oil markets are jittery around the world, and that has the price of gasoline in Tulsa shooting up some 16 cents a gallon. The price jumped yesterday to $3.44 per gallon. Tulsa joins World Elder Abuse Day in an event to help seniors have the resources to avoid becoming victims of crime or abuse. Detective Debbie Crisp with the Tulsa Police Department focuses on crimes against elders, and she says she gets a new case almost every week.
They are being taken advantage of financially through all the home repair frauds, the scams, and in some cases, you know, you got caregiver abuse and neglect.
Financial crimes in the form of telemarketing fraud, home repair, and charity scams are the most common. Residents of the Mansion House apartments near 16th and Carson, comprised mostly of senior citizens, evacuated overnight because of a fire. The blaze was contained and no one was seriously injured. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is sorting through the details of a shooting. It took place just before 10 yesterday in the town of Delaware, which is in Nowata County. Patrol Captain George Brown says one person is dead.
There's been an on-duty officer-involved shooting involving an OHP trooper. That trooper is unharmed. Suspect is deceased.
Captain Brown says the initial call came in as a disturbance with a weapon. There was a short chase on foot before the shooting took place. More Oklahoma swim beaches are closed this morning because of E. coli contamination. The latest on Lake Tenkiller. Snake Creek, Chicken Creek, and Cookson Bend are all closed. The beach at Bernice on Grand Lake has also been closed for several weeks now because of E. coli contamination. A drowning takes the life of a 24-year-old man from Bixby. The body of Jacob Medford was recovered yesterday at Lake Bixhoma. Bixby Police Sergeant Andrew Choate says the incident happened on Sunday night.
Mr. Medford had jumped off of a fixed structure that's there at the lake, and he went under and never resurfaced.
Sergeant Choate says it's unclear if he hit something in the water that left him unconscious. The mayor of Bristow has been asked to resign. It all stems from a fuss over water rights in the community and an annexation issue that has been proposed. Our weather forecast, the grass pollen is high, but weeds, trees, and mold are low today. It'll be mostly sunny, muggy, and hot with a high of 91. Tonight, mostly clear, 75 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 90. And on Thursday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89. Well, National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It is showing us no precipitation. Right now in Tulsa, at 610, it is overcast and 72 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.